Tony's there. Morning, mate.
Good morning.
Now, how have you gone with this research this morning? Because it's a toughie. Two giant panda cubs, for anyone that's just joined us or just woken up. Two giant... Don't groan.
It's all right. I wasn't.
No, okay. All right. Two giant panda cubs have been born at Madrid Zoo. Now, they're saying that they're twin giant panda cubs. How do they know they're twins? Because the pandas all look the same.
I know you didn't go real well with maths at school. What about biology? How'd you go there?
No, I didn't do any sciences.
Obviously.
I mean, I did in grade 8 and 9.
What was that?
Well, they made you have to do it.
Domestic science.
I tell you what, my teacher was...
Learning how to cook and eat food.
Vicky, her name was. Anyway, carry on.
Well, if they happen to be born on the same day to the same mother, I reckon there'd be a fair chance they're twins.
So that's all you're saying?
What?
No, so you're saying that just because they were born on the same day to the same mother, that's why they're twins?
Of course they are.
What about when a puppy has about 7?
They're septuplets.
They're not all the same?
Twins don't have to look the same. You're going to have a boy and a girl twin.
Yeah, no, I know. I was just thinking of that. My friend Graham Snowy, he doesn't look anything like his twin.
Yeah.
No, Laura's much more attractive.
Yeah. So what's your problem? It is creating dramas this morning.
So you're fed income. You reckon that's how you know?
Yeah, of course they're twins. They're born to the same mother on the same day.
Fair enough.
They're twins, you idiot.
Hey, that's going a bit far, calling me that.
Well, it's true.
Anyway, I've got to get to the news in a sec, but just very quickly, deep-fried ice cream.
Yeah.
Obviously, you get your ball of ice cream, make it so it's rock hard, and then you take it out, you put stuff around it and the crumbs and do all that, and put it back in the freezer again, make it rock hard again.
Batter is the word you're looking for, the crumbs.
No, batter is batter.
Yeah, well, you can have batter.
It's a different thing. No, I'm having crumbs on mine.
Okay.
And so then you do that a couple of times. But what I want to know is I think it's a waste of oil if I make this thing pretty big balls.
Yeah.
That's a lot of oil. So can I maybe just have a little shallow pan of oil and then just turn it round? I think, I don't know. I'm going to give it a try.
But you'd only have a couple of small balls, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, what? I don't know. No, well, they'd be about that big.
Yeah, like the size of a little bit smaller than a mandarin.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be about... That's how big I reckon they'd be.
Yeah.
I'll give it a try. I reckon it could work.
Are you doing home deliveries? Are you bringing them around or what?
No.
Why not?
Nah. Straight into the gob.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you. You have a good day.
Yeah, well, big day today.
Hardly.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to Bunnings. I haven't been to Bunnings in months.
It's not as good when there's no sausage sizzle.
Yeah, I know.
Get rid of COVID. Bring back the sausage sizzle.
Yeah, I'm just going for sugar cane mulch.
Oh, lovely. Oh, I love the smell of that stuff. All right. Yeah. Well, you enjoy that. I've got to get to the news.
Okie doke.